Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that I think a lot of people in the Sarasota area are wrestling with, where to actually live when you've got the means to live anywhere. So we're talking Longboat Key versus downtown Sarasota. Two totally different vibes, right? David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so this is actually a question I get all the time from clients. And it's interesting because on the surface, they seem similar. They're both in the Sarasota area. They're both upscale. But when you really dig into it, they're offering completely different lifestyles. And I think that's the key thing people need to understand before they make a decision.
Okay, so break that down for me. What's the fundamental difference between these two places? Like, if I'm a luxury buyer, what am I actually choosing between?
Great question. So Longboat Key is really your classic Florida beach community. You've got pristine beaches, it's quieter, more residential, very exclusive. It's kind of that peaceful island escape vibe. You're looking at waterfront properties, beach access, that whole lifestyle. Downtown Sarasota, on the other hand, is much more urban and vibrant. You've got culture, restaurants, galleries, nightlife, walkability. It's a completely different energy. So it really comes down to what kind of lifestyle appeals to you more.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about the real estate itself. It's really about what you're buying into as a lifestyle. That's fascinating. So I'm guessing the types of people who end up in each place are pretty different.
Exactly. Longboat Key tends to attract people who want privacy, tranquility, that resort-like feel. Retirees, families looking for a more secluded environment, people who really value that beach lifestyle. Downtown Sarasota appeals to people who want to be in the action, who value culture and community, who like being able to walk to dinner and shows and galleries. Young professionals, empty nesters who want an urban lifestyle, they gravitate there. And of course, there's crossover, but those are the general patterns I see.
That makes total sense. So if someone's sitting on the fence trying to figure out which one is right for them, what's the question they should be asking themselves?
I always say, what does your ideal day look like? If your ideal day is waking up, having coffee on your private beach, maybe playing golf, having a quiet dinner, Longboat Key is your answer. If your ideal day involves exploring new restaurants, catching a show, running into friends at a gallery opening, walking around and being part of a vibrant community, then downtown Sarasota is where you want to be. And honestly, some people want both, which is why some of my clients end up with property in each place.
No kidding. That's actually really smart. I hadn't thought about it that way. And I'm guessing the investment perspective is different too. Like, are these appreciating differently, or are there different considerations from a real estate standpoint?
Yeah, so they have different market dynamics. Longboat Key tends to be more stable and exclusive, limited inventory, strong demand from a specific buyer pool, so it holds value really well. Downtown Sarasota is more dynamic, with more new development happening, more liquidity in the market. Both are solid investments, but the strategy is different depending on what you're looking for. And that's something I always discuss with clients early on.
Right, so you really need to think about not just where you want to live, but also what you want from the property as an investment. That's super practical. You know, what I think is so cool about what you just described is that there's no wrong answer. It's just about knowing yourself and what actually makes you happy.
Exactly. And that's why I always recommend people spend time in both places before they commit. Walk around downtown, grab a meal, feel the energy, go to Longboat Key, sit on the beach, see if that peace and quiet speaks to you. Because this is a big decision, and you want to make sure you're choosing based on what you actually want, not just what looks good on paper.
That's really solid advice. David, this has been super helpful. I think anyone wrestling with this decision now has a much clearer way to think about it. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us.
My pleasure. It's one of my favorite conversations to have because it really helps people figure out what matters to them. Thanks for having me on the show.